Okay, good evening, everybody. Good to be back in person once again. Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be finishing Simin Shin Chaf and beginning Simin Shin Chaf Aleph. Today's Kuf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. So we are up to Shin Chaf Si'if Yutes. Litein Karkom B'tav Shil Mutar Vein Lach Shalom Mishum Tzoveya Dein Sfiya Ba'ochlin. The last two Si'ifim over here are going to be about the Melach of Tzoveya. So if you want to put Karkom, which is saffron, into a Tavshil, into a food, it's Mutar, and you don't have to worry about the fact that the saffron colors the food, because there is no issue of tzoveya when it comes to food. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Nun Vav, Mutar, V'chein Mutar Litein Yayin Adam B'toch Yayin Lavan Af Pisha Masadim. And you're even allowed to put red wine into white wine, even though the white wine is therefore going to turn red. V'afilu M'chavin L'chadchilu L'asos Mara B'amachal B'amashke, Gamkin M'stav V'dein L'ach Mir Kein Yer Mir Prim Gadim, Ulvi Mashkazim Nish Masadim, Nachal Limnoa Mizeh. If your intention is to color it, so then it's a machlokas. Prim Gadim seems to say it's still totally Mutar, even if your intention is to color it, whereas the Nishma Saddam thinks that if the intention is to color it, then maybe it's something that one should try to stay away from, that one should try to avoid. Like on Pesach, there's a minig to have red wine, so sometimes people pour a little red into the white wine. So Mikra Din is totally mutter. There's no tzviya when it comes to Ochlin, but if the intention is to color it, so Nishma Saddam says nachon to stay away from that. But what you're not allowed to do is color something in order to make it more appealing for people to buy. And that's anyway of the duchol, because that's a business practice which you shouldn't be doing on Shabbos anyway. And certainly to put some spices or something into water and putting it next to the near the sun by the window, where I guess it's going to grow or something, or it's going to change in some meaningful way, where it might be in Isser Daraisa to do that. Okay, Si'if Chaf. Yesh Mishomer Shochel Tutim Oshar Peros Hatzovim Tzorek Lizor Shloiga B'yadav Tzvuos B'gadav B'mapa Mishom Tzoveya. That there's a Yesh Mishomer that if your fingers are full of strawberry juice or pomegranate juice, that you shouldn't wipe it on a cloth because it's Tzoveya of the cloth. You're going to turn your cloth napkin into that used to be a white cloth napkin into a red cloth napkin. Avlun Tzoveya Pito B'mashka Peros Leslan Badein Tzviya Ba'achlin. But if you dip your challah into wine, that's not a problem. There's ain't soveya ba'ochlin. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Nun Zayin. Sarach Lizar Haynu La Poskim Leel B'Sif Yurches The Pesik Reishol Nichal Yasser V'Yafagav De Mekalkalu Mikol Mokom Yisur Miu Ika. It's important. This Yesh Mishomer is only working within the opinion that a Pesik Reishol D'Lo Nichal Yasser. That was last night's topic, right? Is Pesik Reishol D'Lo Nichal Yasser? Two different opinions in Shulchan Aruch. So if you assume that it's Asser, which we generally do assume, so it's going to be Asr even when there is a sense of mikalkel. Sivkat nunches shalo yigat v'alfagav d'tzoveya panav v'yadav. And even though you're touching the pomegranate juice or the strawberry juice with your fingers, and therefore it's coloring your face and your lips and your hands, leka lemechas, you don't have to worry about that. Dein tzviel b'dover shadar kol etzboa, because tzoveya is only with something that you would normally be tzoveya, and no one is tzoveya their fingertips. No one has any desire to be tzoveya their fingertips. And we don't compare this to putting on makeup. Putting on makeup is a problem with tzoveya because that's the derech to be tzoveya. It is a very normal thing for a woman to want to color her face. So we said not to wipe in cloth. If it's a red cloth, it's even worse than misakenu because you're making it redder. So you're making it even better. It's not even a makalkel anymore. Some are makel on this whole thing, and they say, "Come on, you're dirtying the napkin when you wipe your hands on the napkin. You're not coloring the napkin. You're making it gross." So then we could be samech on them when it's not possible to be nizar otherwise. So if you dye a string that's four tefachim long, or a strand that you could twist into a string that's four tefachim long, so chayiv, you're going to be chayiv for tzoveya. V'davka tzoveya miskayim, but tzoveya is only if it's going to last. Avol tzoveya sheinu miskayim klal. But when you dye something with a dye that will not last at all, kagon shevir sarako shashar al gabi barzel and choshes utzvao pater shariyata ma'avir l'shayt aveinu tzoveya klum. Something that's very, very temporary. I'm not sure what these examples are exactly, but something that's very, very temporary where it just wipes off right after afterwards, that's not soveya at all. Ha'osa ein etzeva, what if you make a dye? Not that you dye something, but you take, part of making a dye is that you take a liquid base, like water or something, and then you put the ingredients in that will make it into a dye. That will. So is that a problem that you dyed the water by making the ink, by making the dye? So, or is it, no, dyeing is only when you then take that and dye something with it. So if you make the ein tseva, you have a gallnut juice base and you put something in it to make it very black, or something else that makes a green dye, chayiv. The Rambam holds you chayiv. But the Ravid says, no, it's only tseveya if you then take that dye and dye something else with it. That's the malach of tseveya. No, but just to dye the liquid, the water, that's not tseveya. It could be a violation of lush if there are little particles that are coming together and making one thick ink. So that could be a violation of lush. That's a separate malacha. But it's not tzoveya according to the Das HaRavid. Now we move on to Simon Shinchav Aleph. Sif Aleph. Chavili Pea Ezov Koronis, Pirish Min Esav, different types of herbs. Hichnison Le'etz, if you pile them together, Hichnison Le'etzim, Ein Mestapkin Mehen, if you brought them into use for firewood, so they're mukza, you're not allowed to use them at all on Shabbos. Hichnison Le'Michel Behem, but if you brought them into use as animal fodder, then Kotem Ba'ochel Bi'an, even though it's because it's edible for human beings as well, you can cut it off, cut the tip off and eat it by hand, but you shouldn't do these things with a kli. And you can also roll it with your fingertips. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Perish Min Esav, that the Rama defined these chavile peya and ezov and koronis as Min Esav. So Tzorich Lamar, Minei Asavim Heim. Not just that one of them is a Min Esav, all of these are different herbs. Uruim La Asako, Uruim La Michael Bema. And all of these things have the following in common, that they could be used effectively as fuel, and they could be used effectively as animal fodder. So it all depends. So it all depends on what your intention was. So le'etzim, if you were taking it in to use for firewood, the option to dry it out, then that's what it means. So then it's going to be muktza. V'michnison stama, let's say you didn't have anything in mind, you just gathered it together. So nasikamishnichnison le'michel beima, then we treat it like something that was brought in for the sake of michel beima. Mehen, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. Because then it's muktza. You, if it's meant to be firewood, you have no use for that on Shabbos. So you certainly put it out of your mind. You can cut off the tip if you brought it in from Michael Behema and eat it, because it's also somewhat roy from Michael Adam. But you're not allowed to do it with a kli, because that's already of the duchal. Umolel, and you're allowed to rub it with your fingers. It's like the way by rolling it, the pod comes off, and the shell comes off, and you're able to eat the inside. The way one would do it during the week is to take a bunch of them and rub them between both of his hands like that. So you just do it with your fingertips, then it's not the same way you would do it during the weekday, and that's going to be mutter. Sif Beis, Einos in Mei Melach Harbe Biachal Seis L'Tocha Kvashim Mishum Dudami Li'ibud. Unbelievable halach, very important, not unbelievable, but important halach a lot of people are unaware of. And that is that you're not allowed to do ibud even ba'ochlin. Ibud means tanning. So how do you tan ochel? So when you pickle something, when you make a pickling agent, and then you put vegetables in pickling stuff, like vinegar and salt water and things like that, that could be a violation of ma'abed. That's why many posts can point out, you probably shouldn't make cucumber salad on Shabbos, because cucumber salad, typically the way it's made is with vinegar and other things, that it changes the whole taste of the cucumber. You shouldn't have a lot of salt water all at once to make a whole thing of salt water to put into pickling, because that's like that's similar to ibud. You can make a little bit of salt water to put into your cooked food, but if you make it the concentration 2/3 salt, 1/3 water, then you're not even allowed to make a small amount of it. Says the Mishnah Shemur Sivkat and Ches, May Melech, Vuadinim, Nosin Yain Vachomets Vashar Mashkin Bemelech. It's anything with salt. It could be wine with salt and vinegar with salt. It doesn't have to be water with salt. Hakvashim, Yarek Shakovsh Nosukade Liskayim. This is something that they preserve. A vegetable that you put in pickling juice to preserve it. Shakivish Nosin Mea Melech De Liskayim, Dami Liberar. Since it's there to preserve it, it's similar to Ma'abed. Shamelech Mekaimo, because the salt is a preservative. And even though there is no ibud, there is no ma'abed on food on a doraisa level, we call makom midrabanu miyuaser. But there is ibud on ochlin on a derabanan level. That making the salt water is a problem if you plan on putting it into the kvashim, the pickles. But if you want to take this big pot of salt water and just break it up into smaller units and put it into different dishes, then you could even make a lot, because it's not about how much you're making at one time, it's about what the intention is. Are you going to use it for pickling? Are you going to use it for preserving? Then it's ma'abed. But the Eliyahu Rabba asers. That's why when the Seder is on Shabbos, they tell you make the salt water beforehand, right? You shouldn't make the salt water, because making salt water itself is a violation of this halacha. Right? Everyone always asks, what's wrong with making salt water? Why do I have to make the salt water beforehand, right? What is it? Is it lush? It's not lush. It's all liquid, right? So it's this. And the Mi'iri also sounds like if you're making a lot of it, it's automatically problematic, regardless of whether you're using it as pickling or not. And even if you're adding oil into the salt water, it's still usher, even though it's not really dami li'ibud anymore. But if you first mix the oil in the water and then you put the salt in, or you first mix shemen and salt and then you put the water in, there are some that are makil about that. Because the oil will mute the impact of the salt, so it will never really become salt water. The reason that putting shemen in after the fact doesn't help is because when you first mix the salt in the water, you already violated the halacha, so you can't then fix it by putting shemen in afterwards. So a tafshil, so you're allowed to put it into a little bit into a tafshil, a little ben pito, or to dip your bread in it to make a dip. And you could also pour a little bit of salt water on pieces of chicken or roasted fish. And you could do that for the meal that you're about to eat, or for the later meal that you can have that day. You just shouldn't do it for a weekday. It shouldn't be a chana for the weekday. And if it's 2/3 salt water, salt and 1/3 water, then even a little bit's a problem. Because then it already looks like you're making some sort of brine for fish, some sort of what do they call it when you treat the fish? Shekin derech lasos morius. That's the way they would make the morius. Someone just asked me this yesterday. This woman texted me that she was preparing fish with I forgot what it's called, but this kind of thing, like this pickling or something on the fish to make it edible, even though it's raw. And her husband said, "I don't think you're allowed to do that. I think it's bishul." So he was half right. You're not allowed to do it, but it's ma'abed. It's this, right? This luchar is the iser. We'll learn more about that tomorrow, I think. The Eliyahu Rabba says Marash that you could add vinegar to the morius after it's already dried. So let's review what we learned tonight. We said you can put saffron in food or red wine in white wine, even with the purpose to color, because ain't tzviya ba'ochlin, but you shouldn't color foods to improve sales of the food. Then we said that if you hold psikreshi d'lo nichle is aser, you shouldn't wipe your hands with fruit juice on a cloth, but some are made makel because it's derech lichluch anyway. But tzoveya on human skin is only a problem when it's dark or bekach, like makeup, but not when you're getting strawberry juice on your fingertips. The third, we said there's a machlokas whether it's usher to make a dye or only to or not usher to make a dye, just only to dye things, only usher to dye things with it. Machlokas Rambam and the Ravid. And then we said that herbs that in the beginning of Shin Chaval, we said herbs that are gathered for firewood are muktzah, but if they're gathered for Michael Behema or they're gathered stam without any intention, then you can extract the seed with a slight shinui by doing it with your hands. And then finally, we said that you cannot make a large amount of salt water or even a small amount if it's a very concentrated salt water. Okay, that's from tomorrow. We'll pick up with Se'ifim, Gimel, and Dalet. Yeah, Gimel and Dalet. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening.